We'll stay with the Wentworth by-election. The Prime Minister will face his first test with voters when polls open for that by-election in Malcolm Turnbull's old seat of Wentworth in Sydney next week. Scott Morrison has been keen to focus on policy and move away from internal politics following the leadership spill, but there have been a few bumps along the way on both counts, as political reporter Stephanie Boris explains.
It was an early morning start for the Prime Minister meeting business owners at the Sydney markets.
You're supporting people who get up early for a living.
Scott Morrison keen to focus on the government's plans to fast-track company tax cuts for some businesses.
Our government is backing in small and family businesses by reducing their taxes.
And those plans will become a reality, with opposition leader Bill Shorten today confirming Labor's support.
The good news of the next election is that people in small and medium enterprises can vote Labor or Liberal, but if they vote Labor, they'll be getting the same tax reductions as they would if they voted Liberal.
It means the company tax cut rate will drop to 25% by 2021 for businesses with a turnover of up to $50 million. However, not everyone is happy with how the government is operating. It's understood a number of larger companies are discussing whether they should form their own climate and energy policy because they're frustrated by a lack of plan.
I disagree with them. And what we've been doing as a government is generating the certainty that has enabled our economy to generate over 1 million jobs.
Scott Morrison brushing aside any suggestions there's a policy vacuum in the climate and energy space.
Our emissions reductions target are clear, and I believe businesses will just get on and do it. Investment in renewable technologies is just good economic sense.
But he has confirmed the government will announce a comprehensive energy policy ahead of the federal election. Last month, Scott Morrison declared the National Energy Guarantee dead. That policy focused on three areas: ensuring the lights remained on, reducing power prices, and cutting emissions. But it faced fierce opposition from the conservative side of the Liberal Party. The Energy Security Board had been working on the scheme for more than a year. The chairman is Kerry Schott.
We had so much backing from industry and all stakeholders. Was quite devastating to find that everything was abandoned.
As to whether she believes business should push ahead with their own energy and climate policy.
If the politicians can't agree on an approach to emissions, and they haven't been able to for 15 years, then I think industry does need to go it alone.
Conservative Liberals used the National Energy Guarantee to help mount their case for a change in leader. Scott Morrison has done his best to leave the internal politics behind him, but he's had no such luck, with Malcolm Turnbull's son now weighing in.
The Liberal Party has been taken over, frankly, by extremists on the hard right.
With just over a week to go before the Wentworth by-election, Alex Turnbull has posted a video on social media urging people not to vote for the Liberal candidate, Dave Sharma.
Consider an intervention for Australia, for the party and for Wentworth. This time, don't give the Liberals your vote.
Leaving Scott Morrison to do his best to try and persuade voters why they should back the Liberals.
If an independent is elected at the Wentworth by-election, that will throw us into a hung parliament and a lot of uncertainty at a time the country doesn't need it.
Next week's by-election is the first time voters will be able to respond to the change in leader, and Scott Morrison will be doing everything he can to focus on policy and not internal politics.
Stephanie Boris reporting.